Susan B. Anthony. In many parts of the world nowadays, we take it for granted that women are allowed to vote. But back in the 1800s, in the United States, many people believed this should not be legal. If it hadn't been for some very determined people, women might not have been granted the right to vote. One of these people was Susan B. Anthony. Susan B. Anthony was born in 1820 in Adams, Massachusetts. Because her family belonged to the Quaker religion, they always believed that all human beings should be treated equally. In fact, several of Susan's seven siblings also grew up to become activists. Anthony started out as a teacher, but by the age of 17, she began to advocate for the rights of slaves. She was also part of the temperance movement, which meant that she did not believe people should drink alcohol. Many people at the time believed women should not be involved in politics. In fact, Anthony was once kicked out of a temperance conference because she was female. Anthony, who was stubborn and dedicated, did not give up. Her rivals only inspired her to fight harder. By 1851, Anthony and her friend Elizabeth Cady Stanton began campaigning for women's suffrage. Over the next 50 years, the two women made inspiring speeches all over the United States, started a women's rights newspaper called The Revolution, and created the American Equal Rights Association. When the United States government finally passed amendments allowing black men to vote in 1868 and 1870, Anthony and Stanton could not believe that women were still not being included. Anthony and her female colleagues were more determined than ever to win the constitutional right to vote, so they created the National Woman Suffrage Association. Eventually, this led to the incident that Anthony is most famous for. In 1872, she showed up at the polls and attempted to vote. Because this was illegal, Anthony was arrested and fined $100, but she refused to pay. This controversial event brought national attention to the women's suffrage movement. Susan B. Anthony continued to campaign for women's rights until the end of her life. For example, she convinced the University of Rochester to accept women as students in 1900. Unfortunately, she died just 14 years before the 19th Amendment finally gave women the right to vote in 1920. If she had been alive to see it, Anthony would have been overjoyed that all her hard work had finally paid off. Her legacy was later immortalized in 1979 by the U.S. government when a silver $1 coin was created using her image.